This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
You think of that perfect Vermont dairy farm, and you probably picture a red barn and rolling green hills. Yeah, that picture is not so perfect anymore. Low milk prices mean a lot of those small family-run operations are going out of business, and the farmers who do stick with dairy are finding there's really only one way to survive. Melody Beaudet has the story from Vermont Public Radio.
When a family decides to get out of farming, they need to sell their cows. So dairy auctions are more common these days. This one is in the town of Franklin, right on the Canadian border.
All right, there you go, number one right there. Isn't she lovely? Anyone want to get more? $1,500 a dirt.
3 years ago, milk prices hit record lows. Then prices doubled. Now they're falling again. Auctioneer John Lucier says the return to low milk prices makes it hard for small farms to survive.
And the price of milk's going down. The forecast doesn't look good because everything else is so high. Fuel and fertilizer, you know, so high right now.
The costs of running a farm are rising, while farmers are getting paid less for their milk. Many farmers took out lines of credit to keep operating, but as prices fall again, they're unwilling or unable to borrow more. And as farmers get older, working long hours, 7 days a week, becomes harder. So many farmers are simply selling their cows.
They've worked hard, they got a nice farm, beautiful animals, and you know, you can only work for free for so long.
Shane Hogue got out of farming last fall. Now he's a bystander at the dairy auction. He blames the constant fluctuation of milk prices, which made it hard to set a budget. It also scared off loan officers when he tried to increase his herd size. But giving up the dream of owning a farm was difficult for Hogue and his wife.
I almost tore the family apart. You know, I wanted to keep going and, you know, and keep plugging away. And my wife, she knew it was time to get out. And I didn't want to accept that fact.
All right, call 7 1/4 to 29.
Many Vermont dairy farmers say that with low milk prices, you have to get bigger to stay in business. The state still produces the same amount of milk, but there's a smaller number of farms with larger herds, like Amanda St. Pierre's Pleasant Valley Farm in the nearby town of Berkshire.
Mainly, it's just the economy of size. You can do things a little cheaper per cow than you can on a smaller dairy.
In the last 15 years, St. Pierre's farm has grown from 100 cows to 2,000. She says getting bigger does have advantages.
It's a lifestyle thing. You know, the smaller dairies, you know, you work 24 hours. We put in a lot of work here, but we're able to offset it with a little bit more employees.
But even bigger farms feel pinched when milk prices fall. St. Pierre says her farm may be one of the largest in Vermont, but it's small compared to dairies in California.
The West Coast really is flooding the market. They've put in place some tight supply control measures that hopefully we're going to see that affect our price here in Vermont.
Even if milk prices start to go back up, it will be too late for the small farmers who made the decision this spring to get out of the dairy business. In northwestern Vermont, I'm Melody Beaudet for Marketplace.